The Real Issue, The Real Debates, an audio series on the Lincoln Douglas debates with Rodney Davis and Douglas Wilson of the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College. Their book, The Lincoln Douglas Debates, the Lincoln Study Center edition, looks at all the existing debate texts and gives us a new, more accurate record of the words and ideas expressed by Stephen Douglas and Abraham Lincoln. They were running for a seat in the U.S. Senate from Illinois in the summer and fall of 1858. It is August 21st, 1858. Even though in the preceding half century there had been six major economic recessions, they were called bank panics, including one in 1857 with thousands of business failures, Lincoln and Douglas did not debate banks or tariffs or the economy. During the 1840s, the United States had a shooting war with Mexico that resulted in the annexation of Texas, and a shouting war with Canada that resulted in a territorial compromise, but Lincoln and Douglas did not debate foreign policy. The only issue, the real issue, as Rodney Davis and Douglas Wilson explain in their book, The Lincoln Study Center edition of the Lincoln-Douglas Debates, was slavery. Would slavery be allowed to expand beyond the states where it already existed? Rodney Davis sets the scene for the Ottawa debate.
Senator Douglas was responsible for determining just exactly where the debates would be conducted. And he picked seven locations in congressional districts in which there had not previously been major speeches delivered by Lincoln or Douglas, and that ruled out both Chicago and Springfield. Ottawa, the site of the first debate, was in the 3rd Congressional District and actually a little north of the wide area in central Illinois where old Whigs seemed to dominate the political population, which both Lincoln and Douglas were trying to recruit for their side. Ottawa is an interesting community. It was a place that was burgeoning at the time. It had great transportation advantages. It was located on the Illinois and Michigan Canal, the Chicago and Rock Island Railroad, and at the junction of the Fox and Illinois Rivers, so it had great transportation advantages. It was somewhat of a blue-collar community. A fair number of Irish laborers on the Illinois and Michigan Canal had elected to remain there after that project was completed. They tended to vote Democratic. And what that meant was that Ottawa, the county seat of LaSalle County, was Democratic, but the surrounding county tended to be Republican. The actual Ottawa debate was one that was attended by groups that came from some distances. Trains and canal boats came from Chicago, and groups of listeners came from west of Ottawa also. I've always presumed that the partisan makeup of the group that assembled at Ottawa was probably pretty much 50-50, Lincoln's friends and Douglas's friends. I don't have any sense that it was an overwhelmingly Republican or Democratic group. The day of the debate was terribly hot, and it was dusty. There was a lot of very informal celebrating going on, processions, not organized very well, of Democratic and Republican floats and banners and devices of various sorts. A lot of dust was raised, so much so that one observer said that the community looked like a great smokehouse. The debate was a half hour getting started because the platform, seats on the platform, were occupied by people who shouldn't be there. They had to be physically removed. And there was a flimsy awning that was built over the platform to shade the speakers. Some listeners had climbed up on that awning in such numbers that it collapsed and broke, but it doesn't appear that there were any serious injuries. But as a result of all that, the debate didn't get started until 2:30 in the afternoon.
Stephen Douglas was the first speaker in Ottawa, and he fairly exploded into the debate. He immediately and loudly accuses Lincoln of wanting to create a radical abolitionist party and abolish slavery. Abolitionists, by the way, were not universally acclaimed as heroes then. Many people considered them to be extremists or worse, terrorists. Stephen A. Douglas was the incumbent U.S. Senator. Why was he so aggressive? Douglas Wilson explains.
Douglas was, in fact, probably the most powerful and best-known politician of his day. He was a mover and a shaker. He was responsible for a lot of the legislation. He had great influence. He was very strong in his home state. He had been elected twice. And you would think that he would have a rollover. But, in fact, he was in trouble. He had gotten into trouble with his own party. He broke very dramatically with President Buchanan. They were trying to get, doing what they thought would be to settle the Kansas question. The free soilers and the slaveholders were fighting, literally, in Kansas, killing each other. That's why it was called Bleeding Kansas. The experiment and the territories had not been a success. Douglas had said his bill opening up Kansas the way he did would settle the question. Well, it didn't. It made things worse, as Lincoln had predicted in his 1854 Peoria speech. So when they finally brought in a constitution, the president wanted to settle the matter, get it out of the way, just approve the constitution. Sure, it was done by a kind of a rump outfit. It wasn't a truly representative legislature. The slaveholders jerry-rigged things. The freeholders boycotted. So nobody understood it as a representative appeal for statehood. But Buchanan and the other Democrats thought, if we just go ahead with it, we'll get it past us. Well, Douglas was unwilling to go. He knew that if he did that, it would defeat him in Illinois when in the next year. And so he made a strong stand for getting rid of the Compton Constitution, which made him a hero with people who were anti-Nebraska, of which Lincoln was a leader. This made people, especially in the East, say he shouldn't be opposed. He's doing a good job. We've got him crossways from his own party. Don't oppose him. He's too valuable to us. But, of course, the Illinois Republicans, like Lincoln, didn't see it that way. So Douglas really was in trouble. He really did need to work hard to win his seat.
That's Douglas Wilson. He and Rodney Davis are co-directors of the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College and co-authors of the Lincoln Study Center edition of the Lincoln-Douglas Debates, published by the University of Illinois Press. At Ottawa, we have been thrust into a complex mix of state and national politics, but the real issue remains slavery. Douglas had asked Lincoln where he stood on slavery. As Douglas Wilson said, Lincoln repeated parts of his 1854 speech in Peoria, where he admitted that he didn't have a solution to slavery itself. But Lincoln also argued in Ottawa that the nation, as he had put it in his Springfield House Divided speech, could not continue part slave and part free. Stephen A. Douglas and Abraham Lincoln's next debate would be a week later in Freeport, and that is in the next segment of this audio series, The Real Issue, The Real Debates, a presentation of Knox College and the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College.